Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I want to talk about moms and how we just can't stop ourselves from being moms, even for strangers, as we go about our daily lives. I'm going to share two heartwarming stories from our latest book for mothers and grandmothers, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms. In our first story, Jennifer Zink tells us about a very sad shopping trip that turned into a very happy one. It started out as a tough day because Jennifer was in the middle of a divorce and she was buying some food and some other necessities for a long car trip to take her three children all the way from Georgia to New Hampshire to go back to where she was from. And the kids wanted to buy a few little toys in the store to keep them occupied on the long car ride, and that was okay with Jennifer. But as she was checking out and she watched the total get higher and higher on the register, she knew they'd have to put back the toys and the activity books. And she started to tear up as she gave the kids the bad news and they reluctantly removed those special things from the conveyor belt. Jennifer felt terrible about it because her children were losing their father and their friends and their home and even their cat. And now she couldn't even provide them with a few little items that would have given them a little bit of joy on the long drive north. And that's when another mom performed her magic. Jennifer says, "Suddenly, a petite woman with dark brown hair and two young children of her own stepped in front of me. Because of my tears, I was barely able to see the $40 she placed in my hand. When I realized what she was offering, I started to protest, but she put her hands over mine and said, 'I've been in your shoes before. Please buy those things for your children.'" Jennifer says that good-hearted woman had no idea that she changed my life that day. "From that point forward, I hoped for the chance to do the same for someone else one day when I could." Then one day, the children and I were shopping in Walmart. We found ourselves in line behind a mom whose infant was sleeping in a car seat in her shopping cart. She was in the same pickle I had been in. She had more items than cash, and she was struggling to choose what to buy. My heart went out to her, and I knew I wanted to help. When I saw that one thing she had to give up was a bag of red apples, something so simple and nourishing, I didn't waste a moment. Jennifer paid for that mom's order, having finally paid it forward. She and her children left Walmart with a spring in their steps that day. Elizabeth Morrison had a life-changing moment, too. She shares it with us in this story about the time that she took her newborn baby with her for the first post-birth checkup. Elizabeth, a new mother, was sure she could handle this. She carefully stocked the diaper bag. She worked out the timing of her son's nap. And she even fed him in the parking lot before she went inside to the doctor's office. But it turned out the doctor was running late, so all her perfect timing flew out the window. Everything was okay for the first 15 minutes, but then her son woke up and started crying. No matter what she did, she couldn't calm him. She changed his diaper. She fed him again. She walked him around to try to soothe him. She spent an hour flustered and near tears, feeling terrible that her little baby was filling that crowded waiting room with his cries. Everyone in there looked frustrated, and Elizabeth assumed they were upset with her. She was embarrassed. What kind of mother did she appear to be? She apologized to an older woman who caught her eye. "I am so sorry," she said. "I'm not sure what is wrong." The woman's face softened. "Oh, sweetie," she said, "please don't worry about it." Looking around the room, she added, "We have all been there. It's just your turn." Elizabeth says, "It was one of the kindest things anyone has ever said to me. Perhaps, too, one of the wisest observations on parenting. With her simple words, she had assured me that my current crisis would pass." It's just your turn. That's a great piece of advice. I think it's one we should all carry around with us. When something happens to us, remember, it's just our turn. Everyone goes through this stuff. And everyone should understand when it's happening to you. If they don't, well, then it's just your turn to be looking at someone who's not very understanding. We all take turns being with people who aren't very understanding too. I use this concept of it's just my turn all the time in my own life. It really helps me to think that way because then I don't feel sorry for myself when I'm going through something. It keeps me more aware of the fact that I'm one of many people going through the same kind of thing. It's just my turn. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com, click on the podcast button, and you'll see a button you can click on to sign up for the newsletter. You can pick up a copy of our Magic of Moms book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, independent bookstores, and wherever else you like to get your books. Look for the beautiful cover with the garden filled with pink flowers and use it to say thanks and I was listening to the special moms in your own life.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.